Monday, May the 4th. It was a very special day for Star Wars nerds around the world, which includes our own Richard King and DJ Mike.
I am the father.
May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day.
My Star Wars belt
on.
A little leatherish jacket, to close to Han as I could be.
Do you think it's a sick obsession that you have?
Well, probably one of many I have.
Okay. Well, you have to leave it there.
Glad we did leave it there, actually. Well, toilet paper shortages are, it would seem, over, but flour can be a little hard to find, and a lot of people are now making bread, their own bread, and you came up with a good idea for breathing fresh life into stale bread, Kim.
This is a good tip. If you've got bread that's a little bit stale on it, put it in a bag with a stick of celery, put it in the fridge overnight, and all the moisture out of the celery stick will go into the bread and make it fresh. Sounds like magic, doesn't it?
And freshen up your bread.
I believe it. Online, so it must be true. Public health physician for Hunter New England Health, Dr. David Durheim, spoke to us about the importance of getting the government's tracing app to help reduce the chance of another outbreak here in the Hunter.
Clearly, the Prime Minister is keen to relax some of the measures as soon as possible, but that will mean that people who aren't living at the moment in isolation together will have contact with each other, and the minute that happens, the opportunities presented to the virus, any has been missed to spread again. Now, that app is not the magic bullet to solving the virus, but it will assist our contact tracers if there has been a case in the community and people have had close contact with that case, so that we can rapidly identify them and make sure they stay in home isolation and don't spread the virus any further.
Well, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and for those of you who are struggling to come up with ideas for something different to give to your mum, you, Kim, came up with an unusual suggestion.
I once gave my best friend an Oxfam goat for Christmas.
Oh, what a lovely
gesture. It was a goat in
some Oxfam goat.
You know, village in Nigeria or something.
It's probably better than your backyard because they eat everybody's in goats.
But you know you're doing good for someone else.
Kim, that's what I've always wanted, an Oxfam goat. Thank you.
In Nigeria.
So thoughtful.
Now, we've had many calls from people who just can't download that COVID Safe app, so we asked Stephen Fenwick to explain what the problem may be.
There's only a few reasons why your phone won't be working with the COVID Safe app. Would be that it is an older device, so if it's running Android 5 or sooner, Android 6 and above is fine. If you're running an iPhone, if you've got iOS 10 and later, you're fine, which means, I think, if you've got an iPhone 5S, that's still going to work. 5 years in tech, they're like dog years. It's a long time. The reason that won't work is that the app needs certain requirements of the device of Bluetooth that these old devices just couldn't be able to handle.
Well, a lot of us, because of isolation, are taking up new hobbies, including, as you discussed, playing with wax.
Because of isolation, people are trying new hobbies. Yeah. One of them is candle making. Have you ever tried to make a candle, Richard?
No.
Oh, maybe set up a little shop out the front. As you
Kimmy's
drive
candles.
By. Kimmy's candles.
Good on you.
I'll do your deal. Well, all week we've been giving away Mother's Day hampers, which include a magnifying glass, and it exposed a dubious memory from Richard King.
Did you ever get a magnifying glass when a friend was asleep or something or other?
I never did it to a person, Richard.
Oh, have you ever done that? Somebody's
asleep. We'd
do it
to leaves.
You burn a hole
in them. You're joking.
No, not burn a hole in them.
We used to try and burn leaves with magnifying glasses.
Yeah, and in newspaper and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Up in a puff of smoke, I don't think so. There has been growing dissatisfaction about the settlement reached in the class action concerning PFAS contamination around Australia, and for us it's certainly Williamtown that's the focus. We spoke with Salt Ash resident and business owner Rob Rosewarne, who explained why residents were dissatisfied.
The three settlements around Australia currently running, the figure that they determined was just over $212 million total. Sounds like a lot of money, but there's over 500 residents here in Williamtown. There's nearly another 500 in Oakey, and there's, I think, just over 2,000 in the Northern Territory. Out of that $212 million, $86 million is going to the funders.
Gee, good luck with that, Rob. Now, everyone is hoping things get back to normal soon, especially when it comes to community sport. CEO for Northern New South Wales Football, that's David Elan, told us the soccer will be quite different when they eventually do get back onto the pitch.
Football as we know it in 2020 is going to be different. The focus will be keeping the football community and in particular participants safe. Hopefully, by July, we can get back to competition. We're planning on junior participants being accompanied by one parent or guardian only. When it gets to senior football, we anticipate that the number of spectators are going to be significantly reduced.
You want to give the boys a cuddle and a hug?
Night skipper Mitchell Pearce bemoaning the fact that now that the Knights are back at training, they can't give each other a cuddle and a hug. And, well, you discussed the possibility of the 2HD team doing the same.
We come to work every day. We're a pretty close unit here. We don't cuddle and hug. Is that weird in the workplace that people go in for a cuddle and hug? Be like if Shanna or Mike or you came in the morning, I'd jump up and embrace you. Not going to happen.
How about a cuddle?
I am sanitised, but yeah. No, I think it's still against the law.
No.